Welcome to the Consulting Pipeline Podcast. Here's a question for you. Would anything change in your business, for the better, I mean, would anything change in your business if you viewed your clients as an investment portfolio? You are probably going to have to bear with me here because I am stretching this analogy to the breaking point. The first question is, what even does it mean to view your clients as an investment portfolio? If your business is anything like mine, you're in the business of helping your clients improve their condition. That creates value. And there's a similarity between that and the way that we hope something we invest in increases in value. Now, the part that gets a little weird about this analogy, I suppose, is that the entity that captures that value is your client, not you. But what about all the ways that that increase in value for your client might actually be beneficial to you? I think there are numerous ways. Happy clients generate referrals. A lot of business comes through referrals and word of mouth. Happy clients are more readily willing to participate in case studies, to provide social proof, to agree to have their logos used on your website. Those are ways in which you would capture some of the value from your quote-unquote investment. In other words, a client having their condition improved by working with you. Now the other part of this analogy, the portfolio aspect. It is absolutely conventional wisdom, as far as I can tell, in the world of investment, that you are going to mitigate your risk, you're going to spread your investment across a portfolio of options. And the design of that portfolio can be intentionally skewed towards a high-risk direction, a low-risk direction, or it can be relatively balanced across those two ends of the spectrum of risk. There's nothing groundbreaking there. My question again, does it change anything about your business or how you view your business if you view your client base as a portfolio of investments where some of those clients might be a little more risky? It's not quite as certain that the work you do with them will generate the results that improve their condition, that create that new increased value. And then there are other clients, perhaps, where it's a sure thing. There's really no doubt that the work you're doing is going to lead to this improvement. The reason I ask is that I find myself thinking in this way about my clients. I can't say it's always true, but I am often thinking, what kind of case study or testimonial is my work with this client going to turn into? Does that outcome take my business in the direction I want it to? Sometimes the answer to that question causes me to make decisions about taking on clients or setting price points that in isolation might seem a little weird. But if they are viewed as a part of a portfolio strategy, then I think it's perfectly appropriate to set pricing, perhaps that is not very profitable, because you have an opportunity in front of you with a client to create this tremendous future value, which can then justify higher prices in the future. That's just one example of how I think I view things a little differently when I take this approach of thinking of my clients. And to be clear, I would mean the clients I'm currently working with or those that are in the pipeline who might start working with me soon. That's the group I'm talking about, viewing them as an investment portfolio. Maybe I'm way off base here. I don't think so. But if you do, I'd love to hear from you, philip@philipmorganconsulting.com. Or if this changes things for you in some significant, meaningful way, I'd love to hear from you as well, philip@philipmorganconsulting.com.